Blog Talk Radio.
It is January of 2015, and we are back with Late Night MMA. It's been a long time, fam. Thank you for sticking with us. I have with me tonight a very special guest, a very busy man, with Rafael Figueira, my Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu brown belt. Rafael, how are you doing tonight?
All right, how you doing, buddy?
I appreciate you taking the time out of your very busy schedule to join us, and I'm sure my fans appreciate it also. We're going to get right into it because this is our first show of 2015. We took a little bit of time off because we're working on some projects out here in Las Vegas that are slowly but surely developing in front of us. So we took some time off to work with that, and but now we're back, and we're hopefully back very steadily. I would like to take the time out to thank a very close friend of mine, professional wrestler Sue Young, for her donation to our boxing gym. She donated one of her ring-worn outfits, so thank you, Sue Young. You can follow her on Twitter, at TheRealSueYoung at Twitter. And so, Rafael, what are you doing tonight? What are you up to, sir?
Nothing, just waiting on a couple of these good fights coming up.
All right, so let's kick right into it. Since we're actually a little short on time tonight, I'm just trying to fit something in for the fans. Let's talk about UFC 182 right off the bat. You had John Jones, Daniel Cormier, the most hyped fight possibly in UFC history as of, say, the later years. I mean, we had Anderson Silva versus Chris Weidman 2, which was a big hyped-up fight. Minus that one, this has probably been the biggest fight ever within the last 10 years. What do you think? Is that close to correct?
Yeah, that's pretty close. Yeah, it was pretty hyped up.
What did you think? Me and you, we watched the fight together. I mean, we watched the fight together. We looked at each other dumbfounded when they announced that decision. Not saying Cormier won the fight, but it was so one-sided. It was laughable. What do you think?
You know, Cormier was, I'm a big fan, and he's a great wrestler. And I think if every time he got Jones in a good corner, it seemed like he'd back off. And I'm not quite understanding what's going on.
Neither was I, honestly. The whole fight, and I'm not taking anything away from Jones. I'm not taking anything away from Cormier, other than Cormier looked like he got gassed really easily. I mean, other than that, was Cormier, do you think he was simply, I don't know, outclassed? I mean, I really thought personally, and we discussed it a little bit off air, I felt Cormier, that decision was way off. I'm not saying Cormier won the fight, but I thought it was closer to a draw than, you know, that 40, whatever the hell the decision was, I forgot.
Yeah, I could see a split decision, but, you know, the points when it came out, I thought was, I don't know what they were watching.
Yeah, if I remember right, now, what was it, 49, 46, I believe, on all three judges' scorecards?
Yeah, it was a three-point difference on all three, and it wasn't, not 1 point, not two, but three-point difference, and that's just crazy.
And since we're kind of keeping this a little shorter tonight, what did you think about the undercard? I mean, we had Donald Cerrone go to decision. We had Nate Marquardt get beat by Brad Tavares via decision. We had Japanese fighter Kyoji Haruchi defeat Gondana in a decision. Hector Lombard beat Josh Berkman in a very boring decision. The most hyped fight card of later years, how did you take that?
I watched the fight, and I wasn't too pleased. I mean, you could see Cerrone's reaction. He wasn't too pleased either.
Cerrone, out of all the names I just mentioned, Cerrone was the only one who at least portrayed his displeasure. Everybody else is shaking hands and hugging and like, hey, we did a great job, yay. And I mean, Cerrone, yeah, he took them soccer kicks and then in Miles Jury's ass there toward the end there because he was just so pissed off. But, in your opinion
for the guys,
and my opinion, go ahead, please.
For the guys that are hungry, Cerrone's hungry, and he wants to win. He wants a chance. He's not there to be somebody's friend or tap hands every round. He wants to fight.
Exactly. They're hungry. And which leads, you know how most fighters say the UFC has that lawsuit going against them by Nate Marquardt and John Fitch, I believe, is in it now. Kung Lee, I hate that his name's involved because I respect Kung Lee as a fighter. But all these fighters, have you heard about that lawsuit?
No, I have not.
Well, they're suing them because they claim they're underpaid. Well, number one, Nate Quarry. Well, no shit, you're underpaid. You got your ass kicked by anybody and everybody you ever stepped in the octagon with. That's why you retired. I mean, John Fitch, was one of the most boring fighters in the UFC. That's why they shifted him over to the World Series of Fighting. And the day he shows up, World Series of Fighting pays out all this money to keep John Fitch or get John Fitch. He shows up, Josh Burkman chokes him out in the first round. I mean, so do you believe there is a way to pay fighters in the UFC? Just because you're in the UFC doesn't mean you need to make millions of dollars.
You know, you got a lot of fighters that are coming up, and they're not making all that money either. You got some hungry guys coming from Brazil. There was a guy from, I believe, Russia or something. There's several guys coming up that are nobodies, and they're making $2,000 a fight, just like everybody else was in the beginning.
And that's what I'm exactly what I'm saying, because I'm going to read off, and like I said, we're on a shorter show tonight, folks, and I do apologize. I'm going to read off some of the salaries that were made at the UFC 182. John Jones, pop his $500,000. Donald Cerrone, with his win bonus of $70,000, he pocketed $140,000. Brad Tavares, with a win bonus of $25,000, pocketed $50,000. Hector Lombard got a $53,000 win bonus. He pocketed $106,000. He beat Josh Berkman, who pocketed $45,000. And I could go on for days and days and days. You're hearing all these numbers, yet Daniel Cormier pockets $90,000. Nate Marquardt, who got beat in a decision, $49,000. These are all fights. None of them ended in dramatic fashion. None of them ended with anybody being injured or any real, I mean, injury. I mean, I don't know how to say it. No black eyes, no big scars, nothing. And, they're pocketing a year's salary of a lot of normal jobs, if not a lot more than a year's salary. So what are they complaining about?
Well, a lot of these guys complain, but then you go look at their lifestyle, and they spend an average of $20,000 a month just to have a good time. So that's their problem. They're complaining, thinking they're the next great thing, but they haven't really won much at all.
Exactly. You know, I agree with you 100%. I just don't understand. I don't understand what they're complaining about. You came from Brazil. I mean, you've seen the hardships of Brazil, and you never really hear a Brazilian fighter actually bitching about what they make. I mean, I'm not going to disclose what Anderson Silva makes, but I can guarantee you, Anderson Silva isn't much over. He might even be a little less than clearing $500,000 for a fight.
Well, that's the thing, and he's been a champion for what, 10 years?
Exactly. That's why he's been a dominant champion for 10 years. And, I mean, he still is. I mean, I know Anderson Silva at certain title fights has cleared 325, 250 here and there, but he's never once complained about it. Now you got all these asshats on board, all these UFC rejects oh, we're going to sue the UFC because they're bad to their fighters. And everybody who gets cut from the UFC, oh, they're bad to us. Yeah, I just don't get it.
Also, you know, Anderson Silva and some of these, you know, older fighters don't have the expenses of the cocaine and everything else that they are now issuing.
Okay, thank you. John Jones tested positive for cocaine approximately a month before his fight with Daniel Cormier, and they did not cancel the fight. What do you feel about that?
Well, as much as I would hate to say, I don't think the UFC wanted to lose this fight card and the pay-per-view because it's the only thing I could really see that, you know, the money was on it.
Exactly. Exactly. They didn't want to lose the money. And, you know, that's really sad. Now, have you – that's an unfair question to even ask. Back in our day, we used to brawl. You used to brawl, I'm sure. I used to brawl. Have you ever fought somebody on cocaine or on speed or on methamphetamine at all? You can't knock them out. I'm not saying John Jones was – go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I have actually fought jiu-jitsu and judo with somebody on PCP, and I tell you what, being in the belt that I was in and he was in, I should have killed him. But every time I pounded the guy, he was right back up to his feet.
So, that's a perfect example. Beautiful. The chances of John Jones being high at the time of his fight with Daniel Cormier, I don't know, it's unlikely. But don't you think that brings in doubt that maybe he was?
Well, anybody could be at any time. We don't know. Obviously, they've had a thousand excuses why they couldn't test him again or why they didn't cancel the fight. But my main thing is, how many fighters have been suspended for just smoking just regular weed here in the Vegas area? And this guy's fighting and it's okay with cocaine.
You know, and that's another great question right there. I mean, why would Nick Diaz, for instance, get suspended for a year, mind you, and then fined for testing positive for weed, yet John Jones tests a month before his fight positive for cocaine, and nothing is said. Now, then you get this asshole Dana White. Nothing is Dana White covers it up. And then, after the fight with Cormier, he tells the world, the Twitter sphere, I'm proud of John Jones. He checked at the rehab. Motherfucker, you knew this a month before the fight. He didn't check into rehab. So why are you proud of it now? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's pretty sad.
The UFC is turning into a complete joke. I mean, I hate to say it, but unless you're an actual hungry Brazilian or a hungry Englishman or an actual hungry foreign fighter, the UFC is a damn joke.
90 seconds.
Yeah, there's a lot of upcoming guys right now. You got Jacare Silva. You got quite a few guys that are hungry. And to get $100,000 payday is their dream. They'll do anything, let alone, you know, and then you're giving the money so easy to somebody that's on cocaine. I find it just a disgrace to the UFC, to the Gracie family, to all those guys who came out with this.
60 seconds.
I could not agree with you more. And honestly, Rafael, I cannot thank you enough for your time tonight. We're going to call it tonight right now because we hit on some sensitive areas. And if we pissed any fans off, you know, I do apologize. Not really. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. I mean, John Jones is a cokehead. That should not be rewarded. Nate Diaz, Nick Diaz, they both smoke weed. I'm not saying that, oh, awesome, let's do that. But I'm saying they should not have been punished for doing that when John Jones gets so much hype for, you know, going into rehab after he freaking snorts coke. You know,
the
John
best of
Jones
PRT with Vitor Belfort.
Can you repeat that, please, about Vitor Belfort?
Oh, and I said, you know, they made such a big mess about Vitor Belfort on the TRT. That's not against the law. Not here or Brazil.
Exactly. Vitor Belfort is one of the – he's been held back so much because of that, and they make such a big deal about him. Yet, once again, John Jones snorts coke. He goes into the octagon high. Oh, that's all good. No problem. But Vitor Belfort takes, you know, testosterone. Oh, Jesus, you know, that's just it. Have you ever knocked out a man on testosterone? Of course you have. Have you ever knocked out a man in cocaine? Well, it's a little bit harder. So you tell me what is worse of both evils, you know?
Yeah.
So, but Raphael, I appreciate your time. Thanks so much for calling in. I look forward to having you next week, hopefully, because we're going to get back on track with this. And I want you back next week. Is that cool with you?
That's fine. We'll cover some of the Silva fight getting ready to come. I'm excited about that one.
That's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good one. So I look very forward to having you, Raphael Figueroa. Thank you so much for your time. God bless. MMA, UFC, all my fans out there, thank you so much for listening. God bless and Godspeed.
Have a good one.
You too, sir.